The Boy Who Was Lost, The Beggar's Greatest Wish, The Unforgiving Servant. These are some of the 12 stories that you'll find in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June, Archbooks Treasury, Life of Jesus. Learn more about this resource for children, grandchildren, and godchildren ages 5 through 9 at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House and request the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June, Archbooks Treasury, Life of Jesus, 1-800-325-3040. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We've come to the end of a broadcast week. It's Friday, June 19th. That means it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've been listening carefully during Issues Etc. We hope you've been listening carefully as well over the last week. And occasionally, in one of our many interviews, we hear what we call a soundbite. It's something that one of our guests says that strikes us as remarkable or interesting or one of those things that you want to hear again, one of those ideas you've never had before, kind of insightful. Well, we mark them down, we put them together, and then on Friday, we play them for you. This week, we've got four sound bites on fatherlessness and the future of society, on a biblical view of race, on transgenderism and medical judgment, and on Christian complaint. We're going to play them for you over the next few minutes of the program. You listen, then you vote, and you decide which one will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or going to our Facebook fan page and voting there, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know who you are, where you listen, and most importantly, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for, and the listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package. That's an Ad Crucem Pewter Dove and Shell Baptismal Keepsake, the I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. pin, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. 1-877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Katie Faust talking about marriage, fatherlessness, and the future of society.
Most demographics, poor whites and minorities and non-college educated, are struggling to get and stay married. And so we have got to hammer the fact that this is not just about adults. Marriage is a social justice issue for children. And if we are not doing marriage, if we're not encouraging men to commit to the women they're making babies with, regardless of their race, we are doomed. Our society is doomed. Children are not going to be able to thrive or succeed. We'll never be able to reduce the size of prisons. We'll never be able to increase high school graduation rates unless we can get this right, unless we can deliver individual justice for a child in terms of defending their right to be known and loved by both mother and father. There's very little hope for this country.
That's soundbite number one, Katie Faust, on marriage, fatherlessness, and the future of society. You can vote for it by giving us a call live this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Dr. Gerald McDermott. We were talking about race and racism. Here he is with a biblical view of race.
We should stick with the true narrative of a new creation and a new race of those redeemed in Christ. That's what the apostles did. They taught that the work of Jesus does not destroy the old creation unity of the one human race, but redeems it and brings it to its God-given destiny by the power of the Holy Spirit. Grace perfects nature through the preaching and the sacraments of the church. As Paul taught, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. And our unity in creation is transformed into the image of Christ from one degree of glory to another. So this is what not only white Christians, but many, many black Christians are now saying, that we should not revert to the old creation as Christians when dealing with race and racism, but let's live within the new creation that God has given as a gift to us through Christ.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Gerald McDermott with a biblical view of race. You can vote for that one to be soundbite of the week by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or going to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. Jeffrey Barrows talking about transgenderism and, in particular, medical judgment.
There is absolutely no credible medical or scientific evidence to support the use of cross-sex hormones in an individual to make them appear more like the gender they perceive themselves to be. And there's no credible evidence at all in removing normal organs so that their body will become more like the body of their perceived sex. And I can give you an example that may illustrate this for your listeners. Giving cross-sex hormones to a patient with gender dysphoria and referring them for plastic surgery to alter their sex organs is the same as giving a patient with anorexia nervosa a strict diet and referring her for stomach stapling. It goes against reality, it's inappropriate treatment of a psychiatric disorder, and it's harmful and permanently damaging.
That is soundbite number three, Dr. Jeffrey Barrows, Transgenderism and Medical Judgment. If you'd like that to be soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-MYIE, facebook.com/issuesetc, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Get ready to vote because soundbite number four is next. And after we've played it, we're going to take a break and start taking your votes for soundbite of the week. Soundbite number four is Pastor Harold Sinkbile on Christian complaint. Is it whining?
Sometimes Christians fail to be honest in their prayers. They think that somehow it's up to them to suck it up and to simply endure whatever comes their way, and there's something less than godly to complain. They see these complaints as whining. I mean, we're Christians. We're supposed to simply take it when these things come our way. We should be strong. And so enduring under the midst of these kinds of difficulties becomes a tremendous challenge if you simply keep your hurt bottled up. But, you know, if you read the Psalms in particular, you find that there's a good share of them are what theologians call Psalms of Lament, namely listing complaints. And those complaints are not whining. They're simply saying, my God, why? Our Lord Jesus, even on the cross, prayed one of those Psalms of Lament, Psalm 22, why have you forsaken me? Above all else, he certainly was not whining. But he was listing his complaint before his Father in heaven. Our loving God invites us to believe that he is our true Father, so that with boldness and confidence we can ask him as dear or beloved children ask their beloved Father. And just as any little child crawls into the lap of its father to show where his hurts are or to list his complaints, that's what our Lord invites us to do. So, be honest in our prayers. List your hurts, pour out your complaints, pour out your heart, and you will find there is healing simply in being able to speak to God about the nature of the hurt.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Harold Sinkbile. Christian complaint isn't whining. You've heard the four soundbites. Now it's time for your votes. This break is a good time to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote for Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc. The Boy Who Was Lost, The Beggar's Greatest Wish, The Unforgiving Servant. These are some of the 12 stories that you'll find in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June, Archbooks Treasury, Life of Jesus. Learn more about this resource for children, grandchildren, and godchildren, ages 5 through 9, at issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and request the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June, Archbooks Treasury, Life of Jesus, 1-800-325-3040.
Since 1978, Lutheran Church Extension Fund has had the humble privilege of supporting Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Ministries and her workers. Thanks to faithful investors, LCEF has provided thousands of church workers, congregations, schools, and organizations with the low-cost loans and resources they need to reach more people with the saving name of Christ. To learn more, visit lcef.org or call 800-843-5233, 800-843-5233.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth. Luther Academy, 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
Our life together as the church after COVID-19 will bring new challenges. For example, we might be tempted to skip the regular gathering of God's people because we're more comfortable streaming it on Facebook instead. May it not be. Join the Reverend Dr. Mark Wood as he explores this theme in his article for the June-July issue of the Lutheran Witness titled, Gathering Again, It Will Not Be the Same. Subscribe at cph.org/witness, The Lutheran Witness, Interpreting the Contemporary World from a Lutheran Perspective, cph.org/witness.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Which will it be? Katie Faust on marriage, fatherlessness, and the future of society. Dr. Gerald McDermott on a biblical view of race. Dr. Jeffrey Barrows on transgenderism and medical judgment. Or Pastor Hal Sinkbile on Christian complaint and whining. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first, we have Jamie from Waupun, Wisconsin. Jamie says, I vote for Katie Faust's quote because I like how she subverts the left social justice terminology. And a scripture's directive relates to my background of having been born out of wedlock and its continuing effect on me. Jamie, thanks for your vote. Thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Sonia listens in Crete, Illinois. My vote this week is for soundbite number 3, Dr. Jeffrey Barrows. I appreciate the sheer practicality of his analogy between a person with a gender identity problem and a person dealing with anorexia. This is an analogy that I can use when the topic comes up in conversation with someone holding an opposing view. So often in life, there's a great chasm between what an individual wants and what an individual needs. A wise physician or parent, legislator, coach, judge, etc., knows the difference. We have an exceptional model of this in our great physician who, in his omniscience and mercy, has given us the one thing needful rather than granting our every foolish request. Sonia, thanks for listening in Illinois. Andy listens in Detroit. He says, with all of the ills plaguing this nation in 2020, we need to have daily encouragement to bring those troubles before God in prayer. That's why Pastor Harold Sinkbile's soundbite gets my vote this week. It's a helpful reminder that even Jesus prays a psalm of lament in times of suffering. Kevin listens in St. Cloud, Minnesota. He says, hi, Issues Etc. I would give my vote to Dr. Jeffrey Barrows' transgenderism and medical judgment because it is profound, not well known, and clarifying. The anorexia comparison is priceless, says Kevin. William says, hey, Pastor, I agree wholeheartedly on the fatherlessness crisis our country faces. My own research into this in South Dakota has demonstrated a multi-generational problem going back as far as 4 or 5 generations of lost boys unwilling or unable to be dads. I appreciate this segment a lot. My vote is for this Father's Day weekend and that soundbite. We need them as God so ordered creation to make families work. God bless, says William. Gabriel says, greetings from Europe's oldest kingdom, Denmark. This week I would like to vote and win a t-shirt for number 2, Gerald McDermott, A Biblical View of Race. In this time of American and global racial torment and troubles, It is great to be reminded about the new creation in Christ and that God's Word knows no concept of skin pigmentation. How great it is when the love of Christ and Christ's love for sinners unites us as a new creation in Him. Blessings on your ministry. Thanks, Gabriel. Thanks for listening in Denmark. Jeremy is listening in Kansas City, Missouri. He says, hello, Todd and Jeff. Excellent chosen topics. Great group of regular guests. I'm deciding between Katie Faust's comment on society fatherlessness and marriage with Father's Day coming up this weekend and Dr. Sinkbile's comments on distinguishing Christian complaining from whining. Both were good comments with much to chew on. Christians who look to Jesus, who was and is to come, are given a level of contentment that others do not have, or at least don't have to look elsewhere to find it. It is hard to make that distinction between whining and heartfelt complaint. As we look at the unrest in our society, it is fraught for a Christian to speak up, because if we say something that is misunderstood, the response is negative. What are you whining about? You're not an oppressed person. You don't know how good you have it. So the Christian, as Dr. Sinkbile says, sucks it up, buries the feeling, and moves on, never addressing the reality of their pain because their pain is perceived as not deep or sharp, etc. Katie Faust's comment combines thoughts on fathers with societal unrest, as the lack of fathers has such negative impacts on all demographic groups in our country. Stable, intact families are good for financial health, for discipline and guidance. I think also for spiritual health. I appreciate both of their comments, but I think it's Mrs. Faust's comment are worthy of winning this week, so my vote goes to number one. Jeremy, thanks for listening in Missouri. Sandy says, I'm voting for Dr. Jeffrey Barrow's soundbite regarding transgenderism. I am a new listener as well as new to Lutheran theology in general. My husband and I are dissatisfied with the failure of American churches to include the Southern Baptist denomination that I have invested 41 years of my life to have an answer that has any power to save for the sin and suffering state of unbelievers. In my husband's search for truth, he stumbled on Luther's works, and we're now trying to find a Lutheran church near us. We live in rural Alabama, so it is a struggle. I'm voting for Dr. Barrows because our youngest daughter came out as transgender soon after she turned 18 and moved out of the house. She has been doing hormone therapy and is living a lifestyle that is deplorable to me, yet I love her with all the love of a mother's heart can hold, and I pray for her. I've been discouraged that the biblical and other religious training in our home when she was young did not stick, and she has chosen a life of sin and selfishness. We love her and try to keep her in our lives, but we have been attacked by our other children for not accepting that hormone therapy is necessary for her mental health, or that because she feels she is a man, she is a man. It refreshes and encourages me to hear someone with medical authority acknowledge the truth that allowing her to chemically mutilate herself will never be what is good for her, and to acknowledge that the argument for it makes no logical sense and would not apply to any other mental, sin-sick illness. Let's see what Janice has to say. Janice listens in Altamont, Illinois. Hi, Janice.
Hi. I'm voting for number four, Professor Harold Sinkbile. And that's just kind of what I've been needing to hear, because seems like in my prayer life, there's so many things going on in this world, in our country, with our government and everything else, that I feel like my wants and needs are so minute that I don't want to bother our Lord and Savior with whatever I have to ask for myself. Is I just feel like there's things that are more important, and this is what I needed to hear. Thank you very much.
Janice, thank you very much, and thanks for your vote. Jerry from Ohio says, quoting Psalm 55, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not yourself from my plea for mercy. Attend to me and answer me. I am restless in my complaint, and I moan because of the noise of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they drop trouble upon me, and in anger they bear a grudge against me. Jeremy says, I beg and plead my complaint to God because He is the only one that is truly able to do anything about it. To complain and whine to my neighbor is merely to bring a burden upon our neighbor and thus not to love him as myself. So yes, my vote is for Pastor Harold Sinkbile. Why Christian complaint isn't whining. Issues, etc. has been a great blessing to me. I can go and receive the word and sacrament on Sunday morning, and you guys keep me Christ-centered and cross-focused, strengthening my faith with great theological teaching the rest of the week, listening mostly on demand at work, on my drive, and even working around the house. Jerry, thanks for listening, and thanks for your vote from Ohio. Terry listens in Romeo, Michigan. Terry says, I vote for Dr. McDermott's comments on race. Dr. McDermott offered a reasonable approach to confronting racism. It doesn't represent an immediate solution that everyone seems to be looking for, but rather an approach that will lead to lasting change. It should be much more reasoned than trying to legislate change that has been expensive and hasn't worked. Thanks for all you do. Terry, thanks for your vote. We've got a few more votes here. This one is from Joseph in Omaha, Nebraska. He says, I'm voting for soundbite number one because it's so pertinent today. When we screw up the God-given institution of the family, societal ills follow. Then we look to other sources to solve those problems when we should be looking to God and the gifts that He has given us, marriage, family, and most importantly, justification through His Son. Joseph, very well put, and thanks for listening in Nebraska. Christine says, all the bites are important topics per usual. However, number three points to open additional dialogue with my 22-year-old. She, like many in her age group, is more likely to deviate from her traditional Christian beliefs when discussing LGBTQIA. I have a difficult time explaining that this is a complex topic, but God is good and His word is clear that He created two complementing genders. Blessings to all at issues, etc. Thank you very much. Tom says, Katie's analysis is the most significant of the four presenters. Her focus is at the heart of our shared cultural ills. I am Canadian, and I'm sure she'll dive deeper into the whole talk, which I will now listen to, into why there is no fathers, and particularly what I as a Christian and what my church can do to help young men get married and stay married. Thank you, Tom. Susan listens in Davenport, Iowa. Susan says, healing through honest prayers, a beautiful practical application of God's word. In this world, there is trouble, but Jesus has overcome the world. John 16:31. Philippians 4:6 and following encourage us not to be anxious, instead to pray to God, and His peace will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Psalm 55 exhorts us to cast our burdens on the Lord. He will sustain you. And 1 Peter 5:7 instructs us to cast our anxieties on Him because He cares for you. The Holy Spirit takes your laments and intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And that's Romans chapter 8. Thank you very much. From Scott in Indiana, he says he's voting for soundbite number one, Katie Faust. The problems that have been occurring during the last few weeks don't have simple solutions, but I think Katie Faust is correct when she says that fatherlessness is a big part of the problem. It certainly doesn't help when the Black Lives Matter organization doesn't support families with a married mother and father. My father died in a car accident when I was 2.5 years old. My mother married a fine Christian man 3 years later. A father makes a big difference in the life of children, especially one that points you to the Heavenly Father. This is an appropriate message for Father's Day. My vote is for number one. Jim listens in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. He says, soundbite number two poses an important challenge that applies to more than racial issues. In considering various issues, we must be careful to make the biblical perspective our starting point. If we accept the presuppositions that guide much of the media, problems become overwhelming and proposed solutions inadequate. Our various crises are rooted in sin, which means that effective response involves forgiveness, grace, and faith. Jim, thanks for listening in New Mexico. According to your votes this week, the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number one, Katie Faust, on marriage, fatherlessness, and the future of society.
Most demographics, poor whites and minorities and non-college educated, are struggling to get and stay married. And so we have got to hammer the fact that this is not just about adults. Marriage is a social justice issue for children. And if we are not doing marriage, if we're not encouraging men to commit to the women they're making babies with, regardless of their race, we are doomed. Our society is doomed. Children are not going to be able to thrive or succeed. We'll never be able to reduce the size of prisons. We'll never be able to increase high school graduation rates unless we can get this right. Unless we can deliver individual justice for a child in terms of defending their right to be known and loved by both mother and father, there's very little hope for this country.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Katie Faust on marriage, fatherlessness, and the future of society. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week, the LPR bundle packages. Go to Gabriel in Denmark, it never hurts to ask, and Sandy in Alabama if you'd send your mailing address and your shirt size to talkback@issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, where they form servants in Jesus Christ who teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all. Learn more about studying for the vocations of pastor or deaconess at ctsfw.edu or call 1-800-481-2155, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Dr. Brad Berzer of Hillsdale College about the similarities and differences between the French Revolution and the recent riots in the U.S. We'll discuss the early church fathers Cyril and Irenaeus in the Lutheran Confessions with Pastor Will Whedon, and we'll have Pastor Paul McCain lead us in a teaching on the person of Christ in the Solid Declaration of the Formula of Concord. I grew up with a father who came home every night and didn't carouse and was a faithful man and took us to church and worked hard and provided and protected his family. And it kind of puts me in the mind that for all of us who grew up this way, it's hard to take credit for one's success in life when so much of it is grounded in the fact that that man did what God had called him to do. It's that simple. So maybe we should include in that little part of the American dream that we're all pursuing so hard, success and doing better than our parents, the fact that we had a father who was there. And if you didn't have one, remember, you still have a heavenly father who is father to the fatherless, as he calls himself. And he proves it in sending his son to give his life for you. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Repentance and forgiveness, sin and grace, law and gospel, more than cliches, real preaching for real people in need of hearing the real Christ. Christ for You and the Divine Service at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, Illinois, where we gather every Saturday night at 6 and on the Lord's Day, Sunday mornings at 7:45 and 10. Look for the Church of the Neon Cross on I-55 between exits 30 and 33. Find us on the web, stpaullutheranchurchhamel.org. St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, where there is the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation for the people of God.